This recording is provided by Christian Missionary Fellowship International Boston. You're welcome to make free distribution to friends. However, all for-profit distribution is a violation of existing copyright and other applicable laws. For more information about our churches, visit www.cmfiboston.org.
Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. This is a common passage. I'm just going to read it again. So here it goes. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. Or in some other translation, the old has passed and all things have become new. There is a way that I used to read this in the past. The way I used to read this in the past was, if any man is in Christ, he is the new creation. The old should pass away, and the new should come. Do you understand the difference?
Yeah.
Does everybody understand the difference? I used to read this as though it says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old should pass and the new should come. So I used to understand it as someone is in Christ. You say you've come into Christ. So there are some things that should change. Go ahead and change them. Or now you got to do something to make sure that you change them. But that's not what it's saying. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. He is a new creation. Who does that new creation? Who causes the old to go? Who causes the new to come? Verse 18 tells us, all this is from God. All this. What is all this? All this is the new creation, the old going away, the new coming. The Bible says all of that is from God. No man makes themselves a new creation. No human being turns themselves. You don't wake up one day and you say, now I'm going to make myself a new creation. You don't say to yourself, now today I'm going to cause the old to go away and today I'm going to bring in the new. It does not work like that. All this is from God. Yeah. Everything, all of these things, all of these changes, all of this transformation, this new creation is from God. Now, what does a new creation mean? It means that God puts something brand new into a person. That in other words, it means that there was life that was not there before. And now there is life that is there. There is a life that was not there before. And now new life has come. It's like before a baby wasn't there. And now there is a baby there. God made that. It is like before there wasn't something there. Now a new creation has been created, a unique person. God, just like God made man, formed him with mud, with the earth, fashioned his body and breathed new life into man. And man became a brand new creature, something new that had existed before. It is a miracle like that. When someone comes to Christ, when someone is in Christ, God does something to that person. A brand new life comes into that person. The Bible says it is all from God. It's not a person who reinvents themselves. It's not a person who self-improves themselves. It's not a person who changes philosophy. It is God who comes and does something new in the person. And the old passes away. What is that old? The old habits, the sins, the old tendencies to love the world, to love the things of the world. The old things, that characterize the person's old life. And the new comes. What is that new? You love people you will otherwise not love. You forgive people you otherwise will not forgive. You hate sin. You love righteousness. You overcome anger. You overcome lust. You overcome jealousy. And the truth is, all these things are from God. What I want to share with you today is that we have to remember that the Christian life is a miracle. The Christian life is a supernatural life that we live not in our own strength, but by a miracle that God performs. The Christian life is not something where a man improves himself. It's not a lot of self-discipline that causes a man. That's not what it is. And we have turned it into that. God has to come and intersect the life of a person. When Jesus Christ comes into, when there is real contact with Jesus Christ, something happens to a person. And the nature of Christ comes into that person. And not only that, there has to continue to be an encounter with Jesus Christ for there to be continued change. There has to be continuous encounter with Jesus Christ, because there are some of the old that we don't realize is there. As we walk with God, as we walk with Christ, God revealed to us some of the old that it was there. And God revealed to us some of the old. We go to Christ like we came before, like we came the first time. And Christ does something to us. He takes that old away. He brings in something new there. It is a miracle that God alone performs. It is a miracle that God alone works out. And for you and I, when we're looking at our own Christian life, you look at your life, you look at the past year, you look at the past years, and you ask yourself, have you been like Christ? Are there marks that the supernatural has come? Are there marks that you are free? Are there marks that the old has gone and that the new has come? And maybe you look at your life and you're discouraged. You look at bad habits you have that you've struggled with for a long time. And you look at your service for God and the barrenness and the fruitlessness. You look at your behavior. You look at the things that you're addicted to. You look at the things that the lust that still springs up in your eyes, in your heart. You look at the laziness. And then you look at yourself and you say, boy, I got a lot to do. And you tell yourself, boy, I got a lot to improve on. But this passage is saying no. If the old is going to go away, the new is going to come. It will all come from God. It will all come from God. Now, I don't know about you, but that is a message that goes against all of my personal intuition. My intuition is that it should have said here, now that you're in Christ, then try hard, get rid of the old, and let the new come, and bring in the new. It is not like that. It is God who does it. This is not a command. It's a promise. If you come to Christ, the old has gone. The new has come. You don't see that in your life. You go to God and you say, Lord, let this promise come to pass for me. It is a battle of faith. There is one, we all are familiar with the fact that we're saved by faith. We come to Christ. We give our lives to Him. And by faith, we're forgiven. By faith, we receive the grace to come into the kingdom of God. By faith, our sins are washed away. By faith. However, now that we get through the door and start that journey on the narrow way, the rest of that way, the rest of that path, we also live that path by faith. It's not just that by faith we're saved, it's not just that by faith we're forgiven, but it is also that by faith we are made holy. By faith we are sanctified. By faith we are made right. By faith, you and I need to come to the point where we begin to see that if there's anything that will come that is good, if there's anything good, this is what I'm realizing and learning these days, anything good, anything that is truly, truly good for you can only come from one place, from God. It cannot come from another human being. It cannot come from... It originates in God. Anything that is really good for a person, real salvation originate from God. Real holiness originate from God. Real deliverance from sin originate from God. Even in the things of life, real peace, real joy, real security, real safety, all comes from God. A happy home, a stable home, those are blessings that come only from God. I'm realizing that there's nothing good that comes into a person's life that does not originate from God. So, whatever it is that is lacking in your Christian walk, stop looking at it as something that you have to bring about. Look at it as something that God has to do in your life. Now, I know that we ought to repent. We talked about that. That was the other half of the message, and I will refer you to that message. I'm not going to go through that again. However, when we repent, we turn, we change our mind, there is a miracle that has to happen. That miracle is only God who does it. You and I can confess our sins. You and I can make a turn. However, in order for that freedom to come into our lives, in order for that holiness to be manifested, it has to come from God. There is nothing good that comes into a person's life that does not originate in God. You and I ought to stop living a Christian life that is centered on human striving. We ought to stop living a Christian life that is centered on what man can do. We all know that knowledge does not do it. If knowledge did it, there's been a lot of knowledge spoken in this church. But in your life, in my life, it's not going to be just knowledge. It has to be God coming into our lives and doing something new with us. All this is from God, who reconciled, who gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and he has committed to us a message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassador, as though God were making his appeal through us. As though God were making his appeal through us. Not only does God make, not only does God cause the old to go away and the new to come in us, God is also the one who gives us something to do for him, who gives us a ministry of reconciliation. It is God who sends us out into the world to be ambassadors for him and speak to others through us. God makes his appeal through us. You and I have to also realize that it's not that you and I go and we begin to say, okay, now that I'm a Christian, I gotta represent God. Now that I gotta be a good representative of God. It is not like that either. It is part of the reason why we are also fruitless in ministry. It's because we've also had ministry that is centered on men, on the striving of man. It is God making his appeal through us. It is not us making an appeal for God to other people. It is God making his appeal through us. Anything that is good originates from God. If you go out there, whether by your behavior or by your words, people are convicted that you are a child of God. It has to be. If it is the genuine one, if it's a genuine representation of God, it is something that God does through us. You and I can't produce anything to give to people. I cannot produce anything spiritual value to give to you. I cannot cook spiritual food and give it to you. God has to give it me. God has to give me something to offer to you. There is nothing that I can originate or create that is going to be of use to anybody. It is now not just a moment where you and I have to look at our Christian life and realize that we cannot walk the way of the cross in our own strength. And we also have to realize that we cannot bear fruit of ministry in our own strength either. All this is from God who reconciled us with Christ. At the beginning, when we are first saved, we knew we came to Christ with nothing. I didn't feel like I had contributed anything to it. God came, saved me, opened my eyes to see the truth. I saw the truth. By the grace of God, responded to it. And a new life came. And there is also, and that's why there is humility at the beginning of the Christian life. It's because people come not expecting anything. People come not expecting anything. They come not believing that there is anything in them that is worth it. However, as time goes on and people accumulate knowledge, they not only become centered on themselves, but also we develop knowledge. And like the Bible says, knowledge puffs up. And what usually happens in people's spiritual development is that you have, as people go on, they lose humility. They actually stop growing spiritually, but then they grow in pride. And they grow in knowledge. They grow in knowledge, and then they grow in pride, but they actually stop growing spiritually. And if that continues like that, they actually become hypocrites. And you can remain in that state for a long, long time until you come to the point where you realize the Christian walk has to continue the way that it starts, at the foot of the cross. Humble like that thief who said, you know what, I deserve to be up here on this cross. The Christian life has to continue the way that it begins, coming to Christ and knowing that there is nothing that I have to offer of real value, and that Christ alone is able to forgive me and to give me the eternal life that I need. And the Christian life has to continue like that. It is a daily coming to God and saying, Lord, I can't, but if you will do it through me, something will happen. All this is from God. And I want to challenge you to take this, to take that as a promise, to go to God and say, Lord, here's my life. Just like we came at the beginning, God, here's my life. I made a mess of it. Now you come and give me your new life. Enter this area of my life that is dead and make it new and make it fresh and make it free. All this is from God who reconciles us to Christ. The moment you and I turn our eyes away from that and we begin to say part of it is from God and part of it is from me, we're going to get in trouble. All this is from God. The removal of the old, the bringing in of the new. It is God who works it out in us. Amen.